Zev Shuas, so it's about learning a little bit. Bacha once asked me, he said, before you speak about Torah, Tisha B'Av you speak about Torah, in Kippur you speak about Torah. But the Maisa, that's what it's all about at the end of the day. There's a very extreme Rashi in Parashat Bukhari. Rashi says, in the beginning of the Klolos, in the the beginning of the deterioration is the person won't be a Meilim Batayra. And then Rashi describes a 7-step process that happens. What happens is, Mishalotil Mudu Leisasu. Then, you despise other people who do. Rashi describes, Rashi chases it over again. A 7-step deterioration process that starts when a person is not all about Torah. And the reason why the Pelotos, such a Rashi, is that we look at Amelus Batayra as some sort of darga, it's a choshev ezach. A person who's not Amel Batayra, a person who doesn't horva. So the next step is, he despises other people who do. How could that be? What's the pshat? First of all, what's the pshat in that? Why is it that way? Why can't a person not be on Matera? He goes to Daf Yomi a few times a week. He chaps a shir here, there. He has a good mark. What's the? Why is that required? Dafka that is going to be Menei Sechayim Lasa Yisayni Chachamim Moyes Bachayim Moisim. Say this is not all about her. I have to go undergo such a deterioration. His Vashleita is, I saw Pshat, it says at the beginning of the parashim, B'chukai Se Telechu, Rashi also over there says, Tiyo Meilom Bateir. It says, Meilom Bateir is called Telechu. There's a lot of Pshat and why. But I saw Pshat, which is Mistava Karvel Pshat, that there's a Pasuk in Yechezkel, a well-known Pasuk, it says, the Shmokhu says, V'nasati l'cha mahalchim v'ena oimdim e'ele. Malachim are called oimdim. The reason why Malachim are called Oimdim is because they don't stay. A Malach can't grow. A person is a Mahalach. A person is constantly progressing. A person is constantly growing. A person has an opportunity to stay. The Mahus of an Adam is a Mahalach. The Mahus of a Malach is an Oimid. A Malach stands in one place, and a person is constantly growing. But the Pasuk says it's Telechu, that if a person wants to be a Hailach, a person wants to grow, a person wants to stay, for that, it's only with Amelus Bater. If the pshat is that the combination of the two things, Shteta Bigisoy, a person says to himself, Beseder, sometimes, more Amel Bater, there are days like that, there are months like that, there are periods in life like that. But a person says to himself, now I can, sometimes I can't. A person has to know that the tnai for ruchnistic growth is amelus batera, an emphasis that it's sai on a personal level and it's on a kleisol level. In a kleisol level, in any place in the history of the Golos where they were shvach in learning, where the yeshivas got shvach, so there's no wasn't anything. They intermarried and they became goyim. In Germany, the first step of the haskalah was a shvachkeit. In Amelus Batayra. In other places, the first step was a Shrakkait in Yeshivas, a Shrakkait in the Hashivas of Torah. In the end, it deteriorated from that. In a personal level also, the Makkah with a Shrakkait in Amelus Batayra, there's no steiging. The Makkah with no steiging, a person doesn't stay in the same place. The Emir Kapshat, why a person doesn't stay in the same place is because the Mahus of a person is that he's a Mahalach. Is if a person is not a mahalach, if a person is not growing, and a person is not progressing, and a person is not steiging, is the word is, it's not that you're losing a zaytig and a kuda. That's your whole mahus. Is if you lose your etzim mahus, you lose your yukat kai, you lose your specialness, you lose your etzim intrinsic mahus. Is it not the pshat? Okay, so I lost the ma'alah. The pshat is you don't exist. You don't become a ma'alah. You don't become an oimid. You become nothing. There's a famous maral. It says that Yisrael kishe yoredim yoredim adus yuta tachtoina. This is a Klal Yisrael. We see it never. When Klal Yisrael is chayte, when they sin, when they lose their dargah, they become worse than the goyim. Maral explains that the pshat is because there's a famous Kuzari that says that the same Kuzari says that the Bria is divided into four sections. There's Doimim, there's Tzameach, there's Chaim, there's Medaber. Those are the four types in the Bria. And there's a fifth type which is called Yisrael. And the Maral explains that the Yisraelim, the fifth type Yisrael, is the same way we find in the first four categories. For example, when you have a Medaber, and a Medaber dies, and he doesn't become a Chai, he doesn't go down a notch and become a Chai. He disintegrates completely, and a Chai, when a Chai disappears, doesn't become a Tzameach. It disintegrates completely. That means when a person, when an entity in the Bria loses its Miyuchitkeit, so when it loses what's Miyuchit to it, what makes it what it is the pshat it doesn't exist anymore. You don't have a Suskim anymore. Yisrael, says the Maral, is a different entity than a Medaber. Is when Yisrael loses his Miyuchitkeit of Yisrael, is he disintegrated completely? He doesn't exist b'chal. Is the pshat is, the question of the pshat is that the mahus of a person is that he's a mahalach. The mahus of a person is the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him the opportunity to grow. The Maral says that's why a person is called Adam, because they're constantly reminding you where you come from and you have the opportunity to grow from where you came. That's the mahus of a person. If a person doesn't steig and a person doesn't grow, so then the inevitable result is going to be mechukaisei tamosu. There's no parable. There's no. A person doesn't stay in between. A person doesn't say, "Okay, I'm not going to steig. I'm not going to grow, but I'll hold what I have." And there's dasasach. A person. It is a seven-step process. Which, if Rashi says that it happens, then Rashi Chazal dash. That's what Paul is saying. So it's an inevitable mitzvah. That's a process that's going to happen. There's nothing in between. Either a person is growing, or a person is steiging, and a person is going lamal. And if he doesn't, then he doesn't stay stable. Then he disintegrates, and he can come right away to a matzav of moiz b'chayim moiz. Those are the two choices. Either it's teilechu, and if it's not teilechu, if he loses his miyukakai, he loses his mahus. So then he's open to any deterioration, and there's nothing that's going to hold him. Lamaisa, on a practical level, on a hashkofa level, I always say that, you know, here in Israel you don't have it that much, but you go back home, you go back to your shtibu where we all come from, and you're sitting in the shul there, and Pliny, Feini Yid, says deist. He thinks that too much, and it's too little, and why don't you do, and why don't you don't do, and he thinks that the Gedolim should do this, and they should do that, and yen is too extreme, and yen is too learning too much, and yen is this, and yen is that. And we all come from the same place, so you all know what I'm talking about. And you say, yeah, actually, yeah, maybe you're not. If he's very rich, then you agree with him. If he's not so rich, then you just nod your head because you want to be polite. And but if he's a bar, you can go away after, you can say this. You don't talk about so masculine with him. After, maybe he's not as cool as a bar and lame after fourth. You say it's on 10%, there. Tate and Rashi, not like that. I always say, whenever I also have ears, I've been listening since I'm a little kid. And I always say to myself, does the guy know the two stadim of Migul, of Bukhan? When was the last time I learned the Tais? When was the last time I learned the Rajbo? When was the last time I learned the Tais? Because Tate and Rashi, that a guy who's not Amo Batayra is Moiz Bachayim Moizim. So, what looks legitimate to us as a legitimate day of, right? I bought back the yen at $5,000, $10,000, right? And it looks like, it's not like that. Rashi is not like that. Rashi is a guy who's not Omer Batera, is Moyes Bachem Moyesim, and it's Tanech HaChama. That's a Metzias. And 99% of the days that are floating around the world that we live in stem from that. They don't stem from anything that have any meaning b'chal. So what do I mean to say? That means I'm not talking about the balabas sitting behind us. I'm talking about ourselves. We all have in us this nekuda that there are times you see another guy, the medakeh b'mitzvahs, so you say to him, for maka kinyot. You should know that it comes from moyes b'acher moysim. And when a person has a hargosha that if it's, you don't have an avo for some, when you see somebody who's doing a mitzvah, when a person has a tzayni chacham, he doesn't have a richtig kol for chacham, and it's not misbattled to the das of G'dayli Torah. So Rashi says where it's coming from. It's not coming because you're smarter than them, and it's not coming them because you're middle of the ground, that you know exactly the most, which is not too much and not too little. I always say that it's a funny zah. Whenever a guy daven Shemoneh Esrei, we're all like that. So on an arbitrary day, you daven an arbitrary Shemoneh Esrei. And focus on that day, the guy who davens longer than you is a chinyok, and the guy who davens shorter than you is a bum, you wouldn't do a shidduch with him. And the next day, you daven a minute later, a minute longer, it changes. The same guy who davened yesterday, who today is behind you, his upshot is, that's a gewissen nekuda of moyes b'chayim moyesim. Because we're not plugged in, we're not connected to Tameilus Matayr. So most of the days that we hear around us, most of the opinions, and most of the hashkofes, and most of the hashkofes that we ourselves say, are rooted to a large extent to a shvachkeit in a Tameilus Matayr. If we would, the emes be ligging and learning most of what we say and what we think, we wouldn't think it, we wouldn't say. That's the truth. The reason why it is like that, that Amelus Batayr is the litmus test, is a person steiging or not, and on that which turns everything. Because if a person is not steiging, then it's falling. There's a Gemara in Brachos, a famous Gemara, and there's an interesting diuk over there. Famous Gemara, the Gemara says, Omer of Levi Barakoma, Omer of Shimon Lokish, Lo'ilam Yargiz Odmi Yetzatoy V'Yetzahara. A person has to constantly make a battle between the Yetzatoy and the Yetzara. Shenema Rikzuv Al Techtov. Make a fight, make a battle out of it. If there's no battle, you're for sure going to be fighting. Him Nitzchoy Mutov. If you won the battle, develop it. Vimlav Yasek Batoy. Because it's the end of the Pasuk. What's the end of the Pasuk? Rikzuv Al Techtov. Imru Bilavavchem. So the first day of the Pasuk is Rigzu. If you don't win the battle, then Yasa Batar should never Imru Bilavavchem. Where in the words Imru Bilavavchem is the Aremis to Torah over here? His pshat is that Shteita, there's a musig that a person has Torah in his heart. And the heart means a person's emotions. That a person is attached to it. And what the Torah is saying over here is that the Torah, which fights the Yetzer Hara, and the Torah, which is Yargiz, is the Torah of immovable of Avchem. It's a big chiddush of Pshat Nigmar. I saw the Rebbe Lapiyad in fact told us, he says this here. What's immovable of Avchem to do with Torah? The Avchem is Tefillah. The Avchem is Yerushalayim. Immovable of Avchem is not Torah. Is the Gemara over here talking about a Torah that a person is emotionally attached to, that's in his heart? And so brought down Sifri. It says the Sifri, how does a person get to Avos Hashem? A person has a lot of other desires. A person has a lot of other things that he loves. A person has a lot of other things that he wants. And the Sifri says, if a person brings Torah into his heart, and Torah brings Torah into his emotions, if that pushes away all the other taibis, and that pushes away all the other desires. It's clear from the Rizal that a person who has Omeilus Batayra doesn't have any other taibis. Because the pshat is, then there's room in his heart. Because the Omeilus Batayra, when a person gives over his guf and his whole mind and his whole being and all his intellectual powers to learning, is that creates an attachment. It means a person could learn, a person could remain outside of the learning, you're visiting. A person could learn like that for 10 years. But he's a stranger to the Gemara. It's not Bilavavkam. He has no emotional attachment. It's not part of him. And it says over here that won't help fight the Yetzer Hara. And that's an answer where a lot of people will come with a question. They say they're learning so many years, and they don't feel that they have a kli to fight the Yetzer Hara with. And they will promise that if they're going to learn, they won't have any, they want a taiva, they want to get the Yetzer Hara. The answer is because it's not the Bilavavkam. It's not Imru Bilavavkam. It's not a Torah which is in the heart. And Torah which is in the heart means that a person gives the chibur completely, all his intellectual crepus. The person learns the taisus once, the person learns it again, the person learns it a third time, the person learns it a fourth time, and it becomes part of him. And the limud Torah becomes kosher b'nafshoy, aida meilus, aida breaking his guf for that. Then it's a Torah which is b'levavchem, it's a Torah which becomes part of his heart, of that Torah is a Torah that a person can be Tehetahar with, because then he himself becomes a Shtik of Torah. Is the Pshat that Amelus Batorah is the condition for Telechu, the Pshat that Amelus Batorah is the Siba that allows a person to Shtaig, because Kol Zman there isn't that Amelus Batorah, so it's not Bilavavkam, it's not in his heart. And if his heart is empty, it doesn't make a difference how much a person is going to learn, but Shtaig he won't Shtaig. Because B'liayin Hara, there's no shortage of distractions, and there's no shortage of Taivis, there's no shortage of Yetzirahs that fill up our hearts. From the time that we're little kids to the time that we're adults, and they're sitting there, and they're waiting there, and they're part of our natural being. Is if a person doesn't learn with an Amelus, is it's not B'levavchem, it's not part of him, it doesn't creep around into his heart, is there's no chance he's going to Shtaig, there's no chance he's going to grow. A Darg of Telechu won't be. And when there's no Darg of Telechu, when there's no Darg of Telechu, when there's no Shtaig, so inevitably a person is going to look like the seven, you know, it sounds like the seven steps to, well, all these new books out now, the seven steps to this, the seven steps to that. Dale Carnegie, everyone's reading, I know, I see. And what's that other guy called? What's his name?
Coggy.
Coggy, right. Goggle. Yeah. Rashi says there are seven steps to. There are seven steps to a Teshuvah, how a person gets to it. And it comes from not staying, it comes from not being attached. And a person goes through a whole life of that. A person goes through a whole life, he can go on a throne every day, he can daven every day, he can learn a whole day. But he's not attached to it, it's not full of outcome, he has nothing to do with the Bechal. It's not part of him. And then he lives a life where he's about not the level of Moyes Bacher Moisim. He's not the level where that's all he does the whole day. But on a Gevissel level, not everything's extreme. It doesn't mean you have to Mois Bacherim, that you have to go ahead and throw rocks. However, as much as there's a lack of Amelus Batera, as much as that, there's a lack of Kovitz of Chachamim. As much as that, there's a lack of Kovitz of somebody else who does a mitzvah. And everybody can check it deep within themselves. And that's an avoida, something very hard to do, something which is very hard to do overnight. There's an avoida that a person has to develop a kinyan in Amelus Batera in order to shtaik. I mean, there's something which radiates on his whole Ruchnius, on his whole Holach Yelech, on his whole Telechu, on everything that he does, and everything he thinks, and every hashkafas, and every decision he's going to make. A person makes a decision when he's 40, which bungalow colony to go to. Right? One day you'll be 40. I'm also 40, I don't go to one colony. But a lot of you will. So you should know that if the day before you learned the Taisus 10 times, and you harbored over it, and you thought about it, and you came home, and your wife said, why do you look so depressed? Yeah, he's lost something, he lost his gevurah, the stock market went down. And you say, no, I'm muttering over Taisus, it hurts me. I don't have it clear. You make a different decision of which volunteer college to go. Make a different decision where you send your kids to yeshivas. Make a different decision what you do in your leisure time. Don't when you're 40, you'll be 40 one day. You don't say 25 forever. Yishana Rishayna. Going to Shefa, whatever it's called, shopping. You go past it. There are other things in life after that happen. And what you're going to do when you're 40, when you're 50, no matter what you're doing then, no matter what you're doing to make a living, whether you're still sitting in cradle or you're doing other things, every decision that you're going to make, not an indirect zach, every decision that a person is going to make is going to be a direct result of the places that you learned the night before. Of how much the person is leaking in, how much the person is growing, how much the person is built up them. And the time, obviously, to be kind is now. When you're 40, so that's not the time to start the person to be kind. This nekuda of imbul of avkem, this kinyan in the nefesh, in the imbul of avkem. It's not sure I have to be kind then. So a person not kind in these years, when the lave is full of funny, when it's open, so a person is never kind as the person misses the boat. The person comes to the Lahabi afterwards. Of course, you go to the next school. Before you go to Lahabi, there's a stop before that. And the person comes in empty mamish. It means he learned, he davened, he muzer, and he went in, he paid tuition, a lot of tuition, and he has nothing from it. He comes in kamat naked, because nothing attached himself to him. And nothing became part of him before. And by the same token, in the same time that a person's putting in, a person mutras, a person can constantly shtaik, a person can constantly grow. And Rashi over here says that attachment to Torah, which brings the Shechina into a person's heart, which brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our being, that radiates to all our Ruchnius, and to everything we do, and to everything we think, and to every opinion we say, and to everything we do. Because Baruch Hu should give us a Siyat Deshmaya in these days of Hakonah for Kabbalah Satayah, where there's a Shefa, where a person is easier to be kind of the Kinyon with which we bring Torah into our lives. And we should takubi Zaychat in Kabbalah Torah and the Richtigoy, and that it should takubi become part of us. And not everything is extreme, not everything is black and white. A person says it's hard for me. But a person should know that every little bit that a person is kleina, in every slight way, you learn a Tosfos one more time, you learn another 15 minutes, you hover over that, you think over a kasha on your way home. Every little bit that a person is kleina brings a kinyan hanefesh to a person.